Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Burning Hearts, using scripture to draw us into a deeply intimate conversation with the Lord. Rachel asks us to consider two questions. What is God saying to us? And what are we doing about it?
Hello, friends, and welcome back to Burning Hearts with me, Rachel Herbeck. So excited to be back another week with you. We've been in the season of Advent, and this is a special week. I mean, every week of Advent is special, and the different liturgical seasons are special, but we are in the big week of Christmas, the final pull through to the end of Advent, when Christ will come to us at Christmas, will be born in the manger, and will be born in our hearts. And so I'm really excited to spend this week with you again, to dig into God's word, to say, what is God saying to us this week, and what are we doing about it? To pay special attention to how God is drawing us deeper and deeper into relationship with Him, particularly in this week, which is so sacred and important, but is oftentimes the most busy week of the year. Like, you might have like 10 Christmas parties and committed to bring like 50 appetizers and all these different things, and you're wrapping all your kids' presents or whatever it is because you're Santa, you know? And oftentimes it can kind of, the week can kind of get away from us. And so what we want to do is we want to spend some time together, like we always do, in God's word, saying, God, this week especially, how are you speaking to me? How are you rooting and grounding my heart in this busyness and this craziness so that I really can receive you in the way that I've been preparing for you? And I have a special guest with me today to talk about that, to talk about God's word. We're going to be in John chapter 1. I have my friend Katie Norman with me. Hi, Katie. How you doing?
Hi, Reish. I'm good. How are you?
Thanks for being here.
I am glad to be here. It's a gift.
Yeah, so Katie works with us in Be Love Revolution. You've heard a lot about Renewal Ministries. You may have tuned in when her husband Steve, who runs our boys ministry Forged, has been covering for me a few times here and there on the radio, so you might have heard his voice. And Katie is amazing. She's a good friend. She's a wife and a mother, and works with us in ministry at Be Love. So Katie, why don't you give, can you give just a little background? She's also Canadian. That's also, we also
so
always
important.
Have to say it. We always have to say it when we're introducing Katie. So maybe some of you Canadians are like, I'm turning up the volume now. It's finally
I
an accent.
To hear her accent. Yeah.
So you have to say sorry or A at least
about.
One time.
Yeah.
About. So tell us a little bit about yourself just before we dive into the word here.
Yeah. So I moved to Michigan about 2.5 years ago from Stratford, Ontario. It's about 3.5 hours away from Michigan. And I moved here with my husband to work, but we have just been following the Lord throughout our marriage. But I had a very unique upbringing. I was Catholic, but then really walked away from the Lord, really kind of fell into a pattern of sin and really just seeking after the world. Mm. And then God radically spoke into my life through the gift of confession, and He just changed my heart. He really spoke His love into my life. And that kind of was the turning point for where I really committed to being a disciple of Christ, to following Him. I was blessed to go to Franciscan University after that. And just really was transformed through His mercy and His love and that gift that He gave me through the gift of confession.
I love that.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's so good. Well, before we kind of dive into the word and the passage, we're going to take up just a few verses, friends, in John chapter 1 this week about Jesus really becoming the word incarnate, Jesus the word made flesh. But as we've been in Advent, Katie, maybe if you just give, what are some things that through Advent, just like the Lord has been speaking to you, you know, or some things that maybe adjustments He's been calling you to make, or just heart posture that you feel like you've had through this Advent?
Yeah, so this Advent's been a little bit unique for me, actually. I've been really reflecting on bringing Christ home, kind of similar to my journey as a mom. Just like as I prepared to bring my children into the world, I was also preparing my home so that after I delivered them, they would be coming to a space where there was love and there was peace. And so what I've really felt the Lord ask me to do is to really prepare in my heart this home for Him, which sounds very generic, but to really kind of take stock of what my year has looked like, what have I been clinging to that has not made room for Him, and to let go of those things, to really kind of take inventory of where I'm at. And He's been doing that through a lot of scripture and also just really quiet meditation. I love praise and worship. I love to speak to the Lord through song. But He's really been asking me to be still and to kind of just look at my life with Him so that we can make more space together through partnering together for Christ to have more of a home to come to this Christmas.
That's so good. And as you're speaking, I'm thinking of that like image of a house. And especially like the week that we're in, this week of Christmas, which somehow it's like so cliche to say, but it does end up being like the craziest week. Like it's almost like
absolutely.
For me, my Advent always ends on like the Sunday before Christmas week. Do you know what I mean? Like, because it's like, okay, well, now family's here and everything is out the window. And it's almost like that image of like, you know, when you, maybe when you're growing up of like your mom's like, get the house clean forever. Like you do all the chores and all the stuff and the house is like pristine. Mm-hmm. And then like a week later, it's just like insane chaos, like clothes everywhere on the floor, all this kind of
wrapping
stuff.
Paper,
and I just was feeling like this image of like, for like, the Lord invites us to kind of have that journey of preparing the place for him through Advent. And it's almost like we, not even, not the image of like cleaning up house, because the Lord doesn't want you to clean yourself up before coming to him, but but the Lord helps you through the power of the Holy Spirit get your house in order in some ways properly to say like, this is where I'm going to come, this is where I'm going to sleep. And then it's like sometimes that, that week before, the house just goes back sometimes into all that utter chaos. It's like the sleep schedule we've been trying to have a good habit on so we can pray, the workouts, you know, things that we're even doing to set our hearts and our minds. So like, is there any, one, do you relate to that? And two, like, is there any just advice you would have for people going into this week of how do we keep that place, that home for the Lord really on the most important week? Because it's not like when you're bringing a baby home, like the week before, you're like, let's take the crib apart.
Yes.
You know, like it's like, no, you prepared it. Yes. But oftentimes the preparation can go out the window in this week, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. I think honestly, like it's kind of interesting because there has actually been like a physical cleansing that he's also doing in terms of like, I just feel like there's so much stuff in our life. And I think he's matching up my spiritual to my physical, where he's just saying, okay, we just need to surrender more to him to make the space. And I think the beauty is that when it becomes routine, when every day I take the time to sit and look with him and to say, okay, what is it that I need to let go of? What is it that I need to receive more healing from you from? Then I'm able to kind of build this space where the next day, it's now become part of my day and routine. So the more that I do it, and this is something I want to carry through like past Christmas into the ordinary season, I want to be able to say, this is now just, this is routine. Every day I want to be doing this. And so for me, it's the discipline of saying, okay, my prayer time, I want to incorporate this analysis with the Lord of saying, okay, I want more of you. Let's look at my life or my day together and move through it. And that way it's not just like, okay, this day I prayed it and like maybe I'll try again in 2 weeks, but to really build something with him so that he can continue to move whatever he needs to move on that foundation.
Yeah, that's so good, because the goal is it for it to become, it's like Lent too, or different things. It's like, what things are we doing? Like sometimes we do more extreme things, but then there also maybe should always be a set of things that we're doing that aren't just for that season.
Exactly.
That are actually building into our life, you know? And it's like when people do like Whole 30 or, you know, like things like this, where it's like, okay, then they are eating junk food like the next day or something. And so, yeah, it's like reflecting and being like, Lord, what are, you know, in these different seasons, how am I choosing things that you're calling me to that are actually undergirding like a lifestyle change and supporting, not because I change myself through grace, but I'm altering things in my life and in my heart that dispose myself to the continued transformation into the new man that you're creating me to be until I see you face to face, not just like so I can have a good Advent, you know, and check that off.
Yeah. Exactly. And I think it's multifaceted too, because it's not just that I'm taking stock and saying, okay, I can see the areas I need to grow in, but really with partnering with the Lord, I'm able to say, okay, like, I'm not going to sit in the shame of the sin that I know is still in my life or that I need to work through and be like, I'm going to do this myself and just like power through something and saying, okay, together with the King, how am I going to allow myself to be healed? And sometimes that work falls way more on the Lord than it does on me. Mm-hmm. But just that openness of being like, this is something that I want you to do with me. Like, I cannot do this alone. So to move forward with him, I think, is just like the most beautiful gift and relieves a lot of that, that unhealthy shame that we can sit in to say like, yes, I know I need to move through things, but you are the one who does the heavy lifting with me.
Right.
So,
Totally. And there's a way, friends, too, that as we're doing these, and maybe you've experienced this as you've done your Advent practices or responded to what the Lord's asked you to do, is the Lord is not just like about, you know, cleaning house or clearing out because he's like, I want you to be better, or I want you to, like, there's never any shame. But the thing about Advent that's so beautiful is he's moving us to a place where like this light, this fire of like expectant anticipation can actually come alive in us and be experienced in a real way, you know, not just like emotionally, I'm not just talking about emotional excitement, but that like we're here in this week and the Lord has been wanting to build week after week after week, getting up to this point. Like, this should be like the peak of our anticipation of like, it's not this, just this symbolic thing. And I think what we're just today as we intro, all we're going to have time to do is we'll probably end with Katie just reading the passage. But there's this anticipation that doesn't like sink down, because the reality is what we're looking for and what we're looking to this week is that Jesus is coming.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been preparing a place for himself in your heart. And as week after week goes by, and as you've been sticking to those things, maybe that are hard or that have shown you new things about yourself or about the Lord, that excitement, again, not an emotion, but a longing in your heart, builds for the one who is to come.
Mm-hmm.
And he's come 2,000 years ago, but he's coming again in a new way. He has come. He is in your heart now through your baptism, and he will come again to judge the living and the dead. And so, Katie, can you just read for us? We're just going to end our time today just with this passage from John. And so if you just want to read, let's just go John 1:1-9, because I like that verse 9, and let's just end there.
Okay, beautiful. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came for testimony, to bear witness to the light, that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to bear witness to the light. The true light that enlightens every man was coming into the world.
Hmm. It's so good. And we could go, I mean, we could spend like 6 weeks going through this set of verses.
Exactly.
I mean, it's John. It's so theologically dense. But there's also something that's just so simple and beautiful. And, you know, this week we're going to read many accounts, different accounts of Jesus's actual physical birth, you know, in Luke and the genealogy in Matthew and all of these different things. But kind of like this symbolic, this intro of in the beginning was the Word, and Jesus, the Word, coming into the world, and John's beautiful language here. And there's something, friends, that even if we don't really totally understand what it means, if we're like, okay, like this is like symbolic, like I'm more literal, like take me to the Jesus' actual birth, there's something that it begins to stir in our heart of that expectant hope of something's coming. You know, are there any just one initial thought, maybe, Katie, that sticks out to you as we just read this initial reaction before we go through it verse by verse?
Yeah, it's so interesting. Like when I read this and it resounds with me, like kind of like a bit of a, like this battle cry almost. And not a battle cry of like we're going into actual battle, but like just to have someone up there saying like, this is so big. And it's such a like hard, immediate, beautiful intro to the gospel. And I think for me, it's just like, it's just so powerful. Like it's poetic, but it's so powerful. And it's so convicting to me of just the eternal aspect of what Christ came to do. And so that's just where it lands for me.
That's so beautiful. Yeah. It's a cosmic vision, you know, a cosmic vision of reality that God is presenting to us. And so, friends, we're going to pick up again with this passage, preparing us for Christmas as we walk through this week. But I want to encourage you, take this section into your prayer time, read it multiple times, and ask the Holy Spirit to give you an expectant hope, an experience truly of excitement that someone is coming. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow.
Burning Hearts is hosted by Rachel Herbeck, the Director of Young Adult Discipleship for Renewal Ministries. Each program can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and at RenewalMinistries.net. Burning Hearts is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Throughout the scriptures, Jesus' teaching on the conditions for salvation are consistent, urgent, and often very challenging. Friends, I'd like to offer you my friend Pete Burek's new booklet, What Must I Do to Be Saved? This booklet unpacks several gospel passages to help us find and stay on the narrow way. To get your free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/burninghearts. That's renewalministries.net/burninghearts.